Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from six figures to seven figures and even to eight figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out. Hey guys, Alex here. So a few hours ago, I just signed up for the mastermind that is $50,000, so I paid up front for it. And that mastermind will help me with a part of the business that I'm specifically struggling with. And I was thinking about it, like when you have momentum ready with your business, let's say you're like six, seven figure entrepreneur, probably the best allocation of your capital is to invest into like masterminds, masterminds like mentorships, getting access to people who have the solutions to get you, let's say, from seven figures to like eight figures. Because if you think about it, I mean, we only have like so much time, right? So let's say you have 24 hours a day, I have 24 hours a day, right? So it's more about, you know, what we do with that time. And somehow, you know, certain people can produce, like let's say even dropshippers, you know, there are dropshippers that are doing like $5, $10 million in profit per year. And there are dropshippers that just like making like no money or making like very low profit margins. So there's a humongous gap between these people. So now you're thinking, okay, so what differentiates the people that are like high performers, people that are just like maximizing the output of their time? If you think, when I'm thinking about time, I'm thinking about, let's say, if I'm spending 1 hour in my business, that 1 hour is an hour that, first of all, I will never get back. Second, that hour I should have or I could have spent with my family. So that hour will be better like spent with a purpose. So let's say if I'm joining a mastermind and I'm paying like $50,000, okay, it has some cost to it, but or $30,000 or $50,000, so I'm buying a call with someone and paying like $5,000 for that call to figure out again certain part of business that I have challenges with, then that one thing accelerates my whole performance. Let's say if I'm paying like $30,000 for a mastermind, right? And that mastermind helps me to figure out like one thing, and let's say to participate in mastermind, to kind of like take full advantage of it, it takes me, let's say, 50 hours this year. Let's say 50 hours. So, all right, so I'm spending 50 hours to figure out that one thing, which sounds like a lot of time, but then what would happen if I would have tried to figure out that thing by myself and kind of like put all of the insights into practice, like try a lot of different things to just figure that thing out? So that would be, let's say I would spend like 150, 200 hours on that same one task, right? Whether it's like hiring new people, whether it's branding, whether it's like getting into like new advertising channels, whether it's just like building better operations, right? So that would cost me a lot more. So at some point of your business, pretty much what you're looking for, and that's like already like when you're like six, seven figure level, to get to eight figure level, you have to learn to multiply your time. You'll have to learn how to get, by the way, guys, if you need help with any of these, just there should be a link below. And we'll see how we can help you to take your business to eight figure level. There should be a link below this video. Book a call with my team. This is only for intermediate advanced e-commerce entrepreneurs, dropshippers. If you are looking for that advantage, if you're looking for that progress, then the best way to allocate your time would be to multiply your time, to find ways to multiply your time so that in 1 hour, let's say, of this experience of the mastermind mentorship, you'll get the insights that would otherwise would take you like dozens of hours to figure out. And if you start doing that, if you start multiplying your time, this is where you start getting like this, like a lot of progress. This is how the wealth is created. Wealth is created by multiplying your time, by using you know, other people's time, by buying the experience of other people. So, and then also by leveraging other people's money. So you maximize yourself, you do what you can by yourself, but then, and obviously trial and error, it's, you know, it's proven over and over again, but then at some point you have to leverage other people's time, and this is where you will get a lot bigger outcomes. Think about the big companies, think about like Amazon, for example. So Amazon is a humongous company, and Jeff Bezos is worth like, I don't know, like $200 billion. Now, does that mean like he works harder than anyone else? I mean, no matter how hard he would work, like he won't be able to generate like this amount of money, right? Like there is no work in the world that would have, but he has this tremendous leverage, right? And this is what it comes down to. It comes down to the leverage that you have. So you're looking to, once you're like already like off the ground, once you have some capital, you're looking to create leverage. So that leverage could be maybe hiring chief operating officer in your business so that you can start getting like leverage on your time and you can just get more done. And you also leverage the experience. Maybe he worked like 40s. This is what we are looking for right now. The chief operating officer that knows how to scale companies from 8-figure level where we are right now to like 9-figure without breaking, you know, the supply chain, without breaking the like human resources, attracting better talent. I mean, those are all of these things that like have humongous leverage. And for example, the chief operating officer in our business, or you know, if you want to hire like a good chief operating officer, that position is not low paid. I mean, that would be like $150,000-$200,000. There would be like bonuses, there would be some compensation structure that makes sense for that person to switch from the place where they are. So it has to make sense for both sides. So it won't be cheap, but it will give like tremendous output. So I would estimate if we find a great person to come on board, let's say we pay them $200,000, which is not a lot. I mean, it's a lot by most people's standards, but from the outcome that you're looking to get from it, let's say it helps us to generate extra like $5 or $10 million in profits. So in that sense, it would make like so much sense, right? That person, like ROI, like on that one person would be tremendous. So this is what you should look for. You should look how to multiply your time. So that could be by investing into mastermind, just multiplying your time, and thinking how you can shortcut everything. This is how, like, the same Amazon, for example, they're getting into like new industry that they have no idea about. All right, so let's hire the best people in the world at it, in that industry. Let's hire the best like CEOs of that division. Let's hire the best like chief operating officer. Let's hire the best like chief financial officer of that division and of company that have performed well in that industry. Let's bring them on board. Let's pay them whatever they're worth. And this is how you get the advantage. This is how you get to the next level. This is how you go from like 7-figure level to 8-figure level, by shortcutting this learning curve. Because again, you only have so much time. You can only learn so much. And so you get to certain stage by just like following the fundamentals and doing the fundamentals on a daily basis. But then if you wanna get to the higher level, then you'll have to shortcut farther. So this is it, guys. This is what I want to share with you. Look for ways to shortcut. Look for ways to get the competitive advantage. Because if you don't have like competitive advantage, and that can be your talent, that could be your like the way you advertise, for example, on Facebook. That could be the way you execute things. That could be your speed. You just execute a lot faster than your competition. But if you don't have competitive advantage, then you have no business being in business, right? So you always have to find and see the competitive advantage that you could use to your advantage. So this is it, guys. Thank you for watching. Subscribe to my channel, like this video, and I will see you in the next one.
Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from 6 figures to 7 figures and even to 8 figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call, and we'll see how we can help you out.